Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Danish Faustix is a luminous figure in the electronic dance music industry. His journey in music, characterized by a deep passion for electro house and trap genres, has seen him evolve from an avid music enthusiast into a globally recognized DJ and producer. Faustix's early years were marked by a burgeoning fascination with music production and DJing. He quickly became prolific in the scene, especially around the 2010s, with an impressive array of singles, EPs, and remixes. His talent caught the eye of the international music community, particularly with his collaboration with Diplo on the single Revolution in 2013, which earned him gold in the USA. He has also remixed tracks for renowned artists like David Guetta and Major Lazer, showcasing his versatile and innovative approach to music. A significant milestone in Faustix's career is his signing with Warner Music. Looking ahead, Faustix is set to take a bold step in his musical journey by transitioning to full big techno in 2024. This move signifies not just an evolution in his style, but also a commitment to exploring new horizons in the ever-changing landscape of electronic music. Big techno, known for its rhythmic beats and immersive soundscapes, offers a perfect canvas for Faustix to experiment and express his unique artistic vision. Throughout his career, Faustix has received numerous accolades, including nominations for the Danish Music Awards and the Danish DJ Awards. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Faustix. Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I am right now in my studio here in the northern part of Copenhagen. Well, it's a quite horrible weather here in Denmark. But yeah, we're coping. We love it. We have all four seasons here in Denmark. So yeah, it's nice.
Aren't you warming up now? Because in South Africa, it's getting quite cold. We're heading to winter, but you're heading towards summer, correct?
Yeah, we actually just had 25 degrees Celsius for a week, which is pretty insane for this time of year. But normally we have it like in the UK, it's raining a lot.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be summer. We have something called late summer, where in September we get like a heat wave, which is pretty nice. So when everybody around the world is, you know, tucking in for the winter, we're actually doing quite good here in Scandinavia.
Where does the name Faustix come from? How did you choose it, and what is its origin?
Oh, that's it's a longer story, but I can narrow it down to it comes from when I've actually worked 5-6 years at McDonald's, and when I got the job, we were three people named Morten. So the guy who worked there in the kitchen for the longest time, he pointed at me and said, "You new kid, I hereby name you Faust, because from the old tales of the guy who sold his soul to the devil, George Faust." So yeah, and when we had to come up with an artist name for the project, my previous manager said Faustix sounds like a magician. He thought I was a magician in the studio, so yeah, and it had a ring to it, and I was like, yeah, well, let's go with it. So that 14 years later, and I'm still Faustix.
You mentioned the 14 years and also working at McDonald's. So at what age did the creative music world inspire you, and from what that point, how did we progress to where we are today?
It's actually funny because I started out 17 years ago just, you know, being a nerd playing. And when I say nerd, it's not a negative thing. I played around with a lot of video games, Counter-Strike, the first one, 1.6, etc. Age of Empires, I love that game. And yeah, at one point I was like, I actually liked music. I started out listening to, you know, the German underground scene as well. I ordered CDs from Germany home to really dig into how is this built up, And then I bought CDs, put it into a program, and I started out. And this is 16, 17 years ago. So when I was 18, I'm 35 now. And then I just started out sending out, crappy demos, really crappy demos to 500 labels. And
Oh,
only
wow.
one label returned. Yeah, only one said, "We can hear you have something. Keep sending." And I kept sending and I kept sending. And a few years later, they actually signed me on a record label deal worldwide. So it was, I've had a lot of beatings, getting all the no's. But it's a part of the music business just to, getting all the slaps in the faces. And the music business right now isn't easy as well. So, it has molded me to the person I am today to get all the no's.
When you were getting those 499 no's and a consistent no's over the years, what was the motivation and inspiration and thing that kept you going and to keep creating?
Well, I think the motivation for me has always been music. I'm not doing music to release it. It's just, it's one of the benefits of, keep going. And I'm a stubborn person by nature. So I think even though I've gotten all the no's during the years, it always come down to the passion for the music. So when I'm feeling sad or I'm touring a lot, my happy place and the place where I find, calm is actually here in the studio, just creating and keep, making melodies, and I'm a producer for other artists as well. It's just a place where I find peace.
You said that your creative world is your happy place. So, from 0 to 3 to 4 minutes in creating a song or producing a song, what inspires it? What invigorates it? What motivates it? And when you go into the studio, do you always know that a song is going to be for someone else or a song is going to be for you? Let's unpack that whole experience.
We're at a point right now where I have three songs coming out after the Lead Me to Love You song that I just released. We have a lot of music coming up. So for me to get into a space where I have to think 6 months ahead, it's I have to have the passion with me in that way that right now, sitting right now here, I want to do hard techno. Because if I sit down and make music that I'm not in the mood for, it shows in some way. And from time to time, I just have this producer blockage where I can't create. And for me, that's really important because if music becomes a job for me, it starts to kill my vibe. And yeah, I think it's super important for me when I start. Normally, if we just take it from the start, I start out getting top lines from all over the world. Could this be something? Could this be something? Do you want to collab with this artist? And if I'm in the right mood, I can actually create a song in a few hours. Just a demo for the labels to, okay, there's something here. And that's the fun part. All my good songs and all the song good songs, all my songs are, I think, good. But the songs
Excellent
that
songs.
has of course I need to say that.
Yes, of course.
All the songs
Absolutely.
that has of course. All the songs that has some sort of success has been created in 2, 3 hours. It's funny because the songs that has 17 different drops, or oh, we had a version 17 or something like that. Well, we always go back to the second version, and oh, this was actually where the magic happened. So maybe we should run with this. And I'm like that, but being signed at a major label. With all the, the big bosses who has their opinion, and I have two managers who has their opinion. It's sometimes artists needs to be artists, even though we are difficult sometimes to be around. But we need to have this. We are the creative people, and they can be the business people.
When you are performing, are you playing your own songs, the productions of the other artists, remixes of other artists? What is your repertoire when you're on stage and performing?
Well, it's qu quite funny because it's been a journey for me the past 5 years because I actually were at a point last year where I looked at my set list and I was like, okay, I just played this. And previous show I played this, and it was, I came to the conclusion that I played other DJ songs more than I played my own.
Okay.
So I started out, yeah, because I felt comfortable playing other people's hits. Because if something works and it's a huge hit, David Guetta songs, et cetera, then I know the reaction will be, oh, we like this. So I
Yeah.
started out the year doing remixes of all the songs that I actually could remember. So I have right now in my sets, it's the originals that I made the past year, and also a whole bunch of remixes that I created. So when I actually just played a huge festival here in Denmark, where 95% of the songs that I chose to play was actually my own songs.
Okay.
And that sense of when you go down from the stage and you just did a show, and you can see the reactions from the crowd were towards your songs, not someone else's.
Exactly.
That's a great, yeah, that's a great experience. And that was a new experience for me because, well, it's not the same feeling playing a song and it's not your own, but they like that more than when you just played your own song. So, but it's I'm not, you know, I play plus 100 shows a year. It's a lot, but it's mainly in Denmark. So right now my crowd is Danish, and we are right now, you know, trying to build this new audience. I have a few shows in France and in Faroe Islands and in Norway, and there are some jobs in Asia as well, and I've never played in those places. So I have to, you know, try to sell Faustix and the Faustix experience,
Exactly.
and playing other people's songs, it aren't gonna cut it for me, you know. So yeah, that's where I am right now. Still trying to what am I gonna play?
Understand. You're correct, because if you keep going on stage in other countries and only performing other artists' songs, then the audience perceive you as that and not as you as Faustix. And then they'll be like, well, who's Faustix? Because he keeps playing other people's songs and not his own. So it completely and totally makes sense.
But I'm super nervous because when I come to a foreign country, I know for a fact that the people in France, they probably don't know me. You know, the people who booked me know me because they did their research.
Yes.
I fit for their festival, but the crowd, well, I'm not big in France, so I have to, you know, deliver. I have to show who Faustix is, and also I have to not compromise too much with myself, because if I
Exactly.
go from France and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have played that, I should have played this. But I'm at an age right now. It sounds weird to say, and I don't give a shit. But right now, it's for me, the most important thing is to show the people who is Faustix, because the resident DJ playing after me, he can play all the hits. I need to play
Totally.
my music.
You perform at smaller venues, festivals, and you headline your own shows. You naturally bring your same amount of energy into each performance, but what is the difference for you when you perform at those different types of events and experiences or shows?
Well, it's funny because when you book, I don't know if this is the same all around the world, but at my own heart ticket shows, where I'm, you know, selling the tickets for my own show, I know people are there for me. But when I just played a festival a few days ago, here in Denmark, and that there were, I think, 40,000 people, but all 40,000 weren't there for me.
Yes.
There are other artists who play, you know, the guitar thing, and they're in a band, and they're rock musicians, they're pop musicians, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, there's Faustix who's doing a techno rave performance at a tent. Like,
Yeah.
what is this? So that was funny for me to, you know, to try. And, you know, I always have this, oh, are there gonna be people? I'm always more super, I was super nervous last time, because you never know if there's gonna be a show up. Are people
Yes.
sleeping? It's early in the afternoon. Are there gonna be people? But there were a whole bunch of people, I think 5, 10,000 people. So it was great, but it's always more anxious to see how are the crowd reacting to your performance, because not all are there for Faustix.
Yes.
How do you get over that anxiety? Is it always there? Is it always present in your mind? At any point, are you able to let it go? Or is it a point of, I recognize it here, I understand it here, I acknowledge it here, and we just move forward through that? Or what is your process?
Yeah, when I press play and the first song is playing, I get this sense of everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. I'm in my zone now. I love being on stage. I've played at venues for 10 people. I played weddings with 30 people. It's the same as when I press play. It's okay. Now I'm in my comfort zone. So the anxiety, I think, when I'm not nervous anymore, I have this rule. When I stop being nervous, I'm doing the wrong thing, because you always have to have that sort of anxiety, tense feeling of something is about to happen. But I always deliver the same show, even though it's for 10 people. It's been a while since it's been 10 people, but there are some weddings. I just played actually a wedding not long ago. And I think it was just after the coffee, and the dad had his speech, and
Yes.
everybody was about to go to bed. I had to press play, and I was like, should I break my set? No, we want a rave now. Press. Oh, thank you, Leah and Michael, for this experience of being. Okay. Do 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 do. And then I just press play, and there were old ladies just walking. It was super weird, but the 30 people that was actually there to rave, they had the best night.
Okay.
So that, wakes up. Yeah, they booked me for this. So I sometimes have to think, okay, you have to deliver,
Yes.
even though there are only 30 people. But I love it. I love it. It's sometimes I have a tour manager, and he is always, we need the good stories from this, because playing Tomorrowland or playing big festivals, etc., it's kind of boring, because nothing happens. You go to a venue, you sit in a backstage, you take some pictures, you go on stage, there's a lot of people, you go down, you go home. But
Yep.
at a wedding, so many things can happen at a wedding.
Yes.
It's right in your face, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
So I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. I love the aesthetic of holding something, the journey of the choice, the journey of the unpacking the booklet, the listening from song 1 to 10 or 15. I'm not sure if you're aware that CDs, even cassettes and vinyls, are making a massive comeback. Vinyls alone last year in the UK, 5.9 million copies sold, the biggest since 1990. And cassettes and CDs are also on an upward trajectory. But we've also got these streaming platforms whereby people consume music on. What is your observation and perception of the landscape at the moment?
Oh, you're opening a big. I don't know if it comes with the age, but I'm also from the era of, buying music. You
Yes.
don't buy music anymore; you stream it. And I think that we're at a point right now. We are at a standstill where, everything is, the top charts all around the world is being dictated by what is going on social media. The artist, the new upcomers, etc., they get signed based on how many TikTok followers they have,
Yes.
how many streams they have from TikTok, how good are they doing on their socials. They're not being signed by their talent or well, if it's a good song. Well, I actually, just to not sound like an old grumpy man, but I actually did a quite solid song. I have a good following. I have everything, going on as an artist. But I did an original song, and I tried to get it signed, and they said, "Oh, it's a good song, but try post it on social media before. So, and if it really blows up, then contact us again." Like, they liked the song, but they wanted me to post it on Instagram and take to see how is this doing on socials. And that was, like, for me, alarming. I hope that it changes, but right now I'm not making music. Well, I make music for myself, and I have a ton of music that I love myself, but I'm making music because I am at a major label, so they also tell me what is working, what is not working. I make music for social media right now, and that's difficult for because the whole joy of going down to the record label, no, the record store and buying CDs and
Yes, I love that.
the passion of choice is gone. Because you can easily go to 60,000 songs a day is being released and published on Spotify. And there are so many hidden gems that you never hear about. So I like to dig down into some of the playlists that I don't normally listen to. My diversity in selection and genre is also, even though I make EDM techno, I like producing it. I listen to so many genres. That's not that. I actually get bored listening to I do techno music, but going into a techno playlist on Spotify is the most boring thing I can do because I don't get the excitement. I
Yes.
like listening to other genres, taking from that genre and taking from that genre and put it into my own music. But yeah, I hope that it changes. I miss the old times.
You referenced all these new songs that are coming out. Are you allowed to give us any details, or is it all top secret?
No, it's not top secret. You have to put it out there. But then my next song, even though I just released a new song, which is doing good on radio, etc. I have a new song coming out on Armada. The old school, not the old school. We're not that old, but Laurent Wolf, No Stress, from 2008, I think 2005. I did a new version with him, actually coming out. Called No Stress, and yeah, well, let's see how that goes. I have some other songs coming out on Smash the House and Revealed with Hardwell, so we have a lot of things coming up, good things during the summer, and hopefully I can come visit South Africa
Yes.
on my big tour.
Yes, and when you come through to South Africa, I'll be cheering you right in the front and we'll hang out and afterwards we'll go for drinks. Just a couple of
Yes,
things.
that sounds like a plan.
I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 years, I know your answer will be different every time because there are millions of them. I recognize that and I understand that. I'm not saying favorite, I'm saying top of mind. But if you had to push play to five songs by other artists once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
Whoa, you're putting me on the spot. Five songs. Well, actually, I have a go-to favorite guy right now, Avion. Avion.
Yes, yeah.
Avion. Yeah, I love his melodies. So right now, I've just dug into his melodies. And, he has this chill-out kind of vibe going on. There's also an Afro House producer. Can't remember his name. Rivo. He blew up because of his Calvin Harris "Say My Name" and also his Disclosure mix. So these two artists, and of course, I listen to a lot of hard techno because I work out a lot. So it's a lot of hard techno. Stan Christ. I don't have you know I don't I listen to the artist and not because all the artist hits are far away from what I actually like about them. They have gotten to a point where this is a hit, but why is this a hit? Because of all of the other songs. So I tend to like look in the back catalog to see what did he this dude make 5 years ago, and I find the music that I like. You can't put me on the spot for five songs. That's
Give
too
me two more
difficult.
artists. You've mentioned three artists. Just give me two more artists that come to your brain.
Two more artists who I have to put myself there, of course,
Of
because I
course.
listen a lot to my own song. Yeah. And if I should hype a Danish artist and a good friend of mine is Morten. He do a lot of songs with David Guetta. And they just put out a new one, which I like very much. Came out, I can't remember the name of it, but they just released one. So yeah, Morten, Rival, Faustix, Avian and Stan Christ.
So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
Well, I like to say that passion for the music. Remember why you listen to music, because we tend to forget that this is not a product. This is a go-to feeling place of joy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.